Sticky Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning as my guests across the way, braving the cold weather to come out here this morning. Thank you guys so very much, by the way. I do appreciate you braving the elements to make it out here, Catherine.
Well, you know, Bruce, we'd do anything for you.
I know you would. You're very special.
She didn't even get in her car. Her car's still iced over, so yeah. You know, she didn't brave a whole
so
lot of
So you picked
elements.
Her up?
Pretty
yes.
much.
So don't let her get too much, you know, credit over there for getting out.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Catherine Singleton. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing good.
As well as Pat Scarborough. How you doing, Pat?
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming to the show this morning. I do appreciate that. You're going to have to get out today anyway, aren't you?
I've already been out. I've been at work already.
Because the kids are going to show up, aren't they?
The kids, they are coming.
They will come.
How many kids are we dealing with every day now? I think we had you out here. When was the last time we had you out here?
Probably when we first started. Probably in August.
So August,
probably
September.
August.
Was it August? Back then, it seemed like you were counting on an increase up to about 60, 70, or 80 kids.
That's what we were counting on.
You were counting on. How many did we get?
Oh, we're running about 102, 103 every day.
Oh, how is that possible?
Well, I don't really know, but we just do.
So what we're going to talk about today then is probably relatively important for the continued success, I'm guessing, of the Kingdom Kids program, right?
I think it might be a little bit.
ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, Catherine and Pat are the founders as well as directors of the Kingdom Kids program at the First Baptist Church here in Fairfield. Ladies, for the folks who don't know what that is, and it's an outstanding program, Lynn and I talked about it a little bit earlier, but we're not good enough really to explain it all that well. Who wants to take a shot here knocking what the Kingdom Kids are? Tell them, folks, what that is.
Well, I can do that. Sure.
Please do, Pat.
Kingdom Kids, we started it. This is our third year. We are an after-school program. We're hosted in the First Baptist Church building.
Uh-huh.
We are a nonprofit. It's called Right Now Ministries. So we fund ourselves.
Hold on. When you say it's called Right Now Ministries, you mean that's the name of the organization?
That's the name of the organization.
It's not that you're going to change the organization. It's
no.
Not like it's Right Now we're calling it Ministries.
No.
it's actually... I'm just making sure folks knew.
I know.
Just making sure folks knew where to write the check.
Yeah. Right Now Ministries.
There you go. Okay.
We formed that. It's a nonprofit corporation. We formed it 3 years ago. Actually, 4 years ago now that we formed it. Specifically to fund this after-school program.
Yeah.
And it's a 501c3 tax-deductible foundation where people can make, you know, especially here at the end of the year, it's, you know, trying to get your last little tax money, you know, we're out there. But we formed it because we wanted, and at the time when we first started, we weren't sure where we were going to have it at. Just the way that it worked out, the church was available. They already host the Kids in Motion program over the summer. First Baptist Church does. So, and it's kind of the same thing. Kids in Motion is also a nonprofit.
An entirely different organization.
Entirely different organization from us.
But a similar goal. And similar.
They take the summer, we take the school year.
I see.
It's basically kind of how you would really kind of look at it. Because we have a crossover of kids and things like that.
Yeah, I suspect.
And some of the programming, I mean, they obviously have different challenges for trying to keep a full day of activities.
Yeah.
We do 3 hours a day, every day, every school day. And then we do early outs, which we were talking about. Wednesday's the last day of school. We start at
1 o'clock.
We'll have our first kids come in at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. So we may have kids up to 5 hours on.
Oh, no kidding.
On Wednesday.
Well,
so.
Because, Wednesday might be early outs for school, but.
Not
businesses aren't not parents. Parents aren't getting early outs until maybe Friday or something like that.
Yeah. So we hopefully our goal was to fill a gap where people needed, you know, assistance with their kids, and we do homework help and we do activities and different things like that. But we wanted the kids to have a good place to be where, you know, we can teach them and you know, we do worship time with them and we teach them about, you know.
It seemed like last year. I was going a little off the cuff earlier. It seemed like last year, though, you ended up with averaging. What'd you start with? You figured you'd get 30 and you ended up getting 60.
That was the first year.
The first year. And then last year, you kind of figured you'd get 70 or so and you got 80 or something like
that.
We
were running about a 90.
80 or 90 last
year? Yeah, 80 or 90.
And now you're 90. Over 100.
Now we're over 100.
When you were not, you were probably counting on 90 or something? Or?
Well, we...
I mean, the kids fill out...
We knew how many we had registered. And so we thought between 90 and 100. I don't know why we even start on that lower number. We just go with the higher number and we'd be better off.
We're just going to plan for 150 next year and be good.
There you go. That sounded like a surprise for Catherine.
We actually have about 150 kids registered. They don't all come on the same days and different things like that. And you know, we have some that were kind of like a backup, and they only come on early out days, things like that. So there's a lot of different, you know, different scenarios we have. And we don't generally have, I mean, the most kids we have in the building at any given time is probably maybe 80 or so, maybe.
And you mentioned
it's hard to say.
You mentioned it. You mentioned it when you were discussing what Kingdom Kids does. But I don't think anybody, I don't think you can tell enough. I don't think you can tell people often enough that you're actually feeding these kids too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right. When we come, we actually do 100 snacks a day.
Yeah.
We do that for sure every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid who walks through the door gets a snack.
And the cost to the families or to the children, the families of the children are
free.
$100 a
free.
Free.
$200 free.
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 That's amazing.
It is.
That is truly amazing that you're able to do that. Now, and so granted, then you're probably the food that you're giving them is a water and maybe a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Well, we do water. But mostly because
they make a mess.
Mostly because they make a mess, and we don't want to clean up sticky Kool-Aid every stinking day. So
we actually the first year, I think by what week three, we actually made a deal with them. If you can go an entire week without someone spilling the water, we will switch back to Kool-Aid.
And we are
now on year three, and we still have not went a week without spilling water.
These are not the sippy cup age kids, are they?
No,
absolutely not. Those middle schoolers can spill a big glass of water.
So they're getting are you doing bottles or are you doing glasses?
We do glasses. We actually have we found it much more cost efficient to go out and buy cups.
I wondered.
So they have individual cups with their names on them that we wash them every day and reuse them and things like that, because it was really at first we were going
expensive.
Through paper cups. They were donated from the Midwest Food Bank, I think, at the time, but you go through a lot of them every day.
Yeah, this is something
cups.
I don't even.
It was a waste.
500 cups a week, if you think about it.
That's a pretty nice little.
That's about a case of cups if you're buying them from like Fairfield Produce or someplace.
Sure.
So they're not cheap.
No, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So we ended up, you know, my husband is a bargain shopper, naturally.
Sure.
And he found a deal at Walmart where they were selling cups like for 10 cents for like eight, a big stack of eight or whatever. So he was able to buy, you know, quite a few cups that we needed really cheap, really quickly, and we switched.
You're for the tumblers, you mean?
Yeah, the tumblers,
right.
Yeah.
How big are the tumblers, if you don't mind me? I know we probably didn't intend to actually talk about
that.
That's
okay. But
I always wonder these things.
They're different by size. I mean, by
age?
Yes. We cannot give a kindergartner a 32-ounce cup.
Do you have different colors for each age? So a kid might be looking forward. A kid right now in kindergarten is rocking the red glass, might be looking forward to rocking the green glass in a year or two.
We have blue, green, and orange.
Okay.
Blue, green, and orange. We have different shades of blue.
Yeah,
blue,
we have
green,
different
and
shades of green. But.
And different shades of green. But
I am not surprised, though, that you're getting spills.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Every day, there's a spill somewhere.
Is that right?
Just about.
Absolutely. And actually, even where the water, we use giant water coolers for them to pour out of.
Sure.
And, I mean, that area is always.
Yeah.
We used to have a drip pan to try and catch it, but, you know, it just
went out. Where do you put that? Is that in the kitchen there back in the...
No, we have it out in the fellowship hall where they go through the line and they get their snack, and then they come around the corner and they can get their drink, and then they go sit down.
Actually, they go sit down and then go back and get their drink.
Yeah, that's
They've learned that lesson really quickly.
Is that right? Because they now they...
Because then their food would get wet.
They realize they can't carry the tray of the food or whatever along with the glass.
Absolutely. They're actually pretty quick, you know, to figure those things out.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So you'll have the kids. And, you know, the food's pretty good, isn't it?
Well,
for your snacks.
Yeah, snack. I mean, you know, we're kind of
apple or something like that, right? Or fruit.
You know,
do we avoid fruit?
No,
they love
fruit. But fruit is expensive.
Fruit is expensive.
Unless it's donated.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't. Most of what we have snack wise.
We did have strawberries last week that came from one of the food pantries.
We ate strawberries for 3 days in a row, and they loved it.
I bet
they love grapes.
You know, that's the thing of strawberries; they throw pretty good too.
Oh,
you know what? We didn't see any of that.
I know because we'd already been having the throwing issues, so we kind of
What did we have the throwing issues?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its? I got to tell you, those little fingers can probably fire those Cheez-Its pretty nicely, like a frisbee or something, right?
Yep. And if you're sitting really close, they actually hurt. If I had one right now, I'd demonstrate. I don't have one.
And for that, we're thankful.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here thinking Cheez-Its probably go pretty good. They probably, you know, they're a tight, it's a tight, dense cracker as opposed to like a Ritz,
right.
a Ritz that probably doesn't throw nearly as well.
Probably not.
The things one learns.
I mean, really.
I think that's, you know, anytime you're around kids, you know, they've made whole TV shows about talking to kids or whatever, but I think we see that every day. You just never know what you're going to hear and see and...
You never know what's really going to come out of your own mouth. So
exactly.
Have you? All right. Yeah, now you're sound like you're speaking from personal experience there, Catherine.
Well, there's just things that you know you say that you never really thought would ever need to be said, and well, I can't think of anything specific.
I bet you can.
Well, I can think of one, but it's probably not appropriate for me.
For the people who are directors of the organization.
Well, you know, just for your morning audience, wouldn't appreciate.
But not cursing. I mean, you guys wouldn't.
No. Just Catherine's, you know, most of it involves the bathroom. Things that you never expect to hear say.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always Catherine that gets the honor
to say
that.
Yes,
you see, now,
is.
See, that's the thing. You're saying yours isn't. You're saying that what she said probably isn't appropriate for a morning audience or something. I'd have just the opposite problem. Mine probably wouldn't be appropriate for any audience. I would probably exclaim in language that probably wouldn't be proper for church.
Probably not.
Yeah, you've heard me do that.
I have, but it's you know, we don't have that problem. We're just put in situations sometimes that you never would have imagined that you'd ever have to explain. Why you don't do that.
Right.
That's great. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. I'm talking with Pat Scarborough and Catherine Singleton from the Kingdom Kids. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Kingdom Kids. Also, they've got a fundraiser coming up. It's an important one. We're going to talk all about it. We'll be back after these.
Some toys for girls and boys who promise to be good.
Oh.
Got a bike for Billy and a doll for Jane. Got a dress for Mary and a sewing game. A plane for Johnny and a cowboy gun. He's got something for everyone.
Oh.
Hooray, hooray,
hooray.
Oh, hear the merry sleigh. Jingling, 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 jingling. Santa's on his way.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are Pat Scarborough along with Catherine Singleton. And we've been talking about Kingdom Kids and just generally informing you on what they are. So typically every night your last kid is gone by when?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. And that's a good afternoon of taking care of kids. You've got a tutoring program, right, for each grade?
We have a homework help, yeah.
Homework help.
Yeah. It's not quite tutoring. It's more of a – they come in with their homework, and we have different people that sit down and help them to get through it.
And for most of these –
There's some tutoring, but
some,
it,
but not
it
a lot.
Depends, yeah.
Most of what you do is by volunteer help.
No.
Except for tutors, right?
Well –
Or do you pay your kitchen help too and all that kind of stuff? Or do you guys do that?
We have 10.
Nine.
Nine.
We have nine people that we pay now.
Okay.
And then we probably have, don't look at me like that. I sign the checks.
She signs the checks.
I was going to say, is it nine? You were thinking it was more?
I was thinking it was more.
But I think we then have probably about equal to that, about maybe eight or nine volunteers that come in or that
right.
on different, you know.
Different days, different, so we're you know, kind of, that kind of thing.
It takes about anywhere from 15 to 20 people to run every day. And that's get everything done. That's, you know, even the dishwashing at the end and things like that. And
well, getting cups, homework, you know, getting 100 cups washed after you've.
Yeah, I mean, you're washing the cups.
Yeah, every day. And then, yeah, so I think we really do. We run probably about 20 people a day. And
that's pretty cool. You can figure out how many kids you have. I mean, you don't take attendance, I presume.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Oh, you do
take.
Because
we have to sign in and sign out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we need to know who's there.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
So when a parent calls and says, I can't find my kid.
Do they call and say, I can't find my kid?
Absolutely.
A little bit of that,
absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Ouch.
Once they start to get center street age, when they're, you know, mom wants them to come and they want to walk home, or they take a detour on the way and things like that. I mean, we don't have very much of that. We did a little bit at the beginning, but we, you know, they kind of balance out where they know what they're supposed to
be doing. You've kind of figured out. And they've kind of figured out, and the parents have kind of figured out the way to the way to keep an eye on everybody.
Well, and you know, ball schedules change and those kind of things, and so sometimes there's some confusion.
When sports
there.
Season starts, that can get a little bit of confusion because especially Center Street kids, because once they start playing, you know, they have different practice days, and the boys practice early or the girls practice early, and then they'll opposite. So we'll have some kids that'll come in. And they'll have to leave to go to practice, and or kind of the opposite way sometimes. So you just never know. You know, we're kind of open to that. We know, you know, like this week we'll have more of a full house this week because there probably won't be as much practice and things like that. So early outs, we always have a full house because, you know, they can't practice till later in the day and things like that. And the small schools, you know, they start their basketball programs younger.
Right.
So that affects our numbers from about – end of October through January, we run a little bit lower numbers, and then we'll pick up again in the spring.
Right. I do have to ask then. I mean, because you're bringing in from all the schools that feed into Fairfield, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Did you have a whole bunch of kids excited about the roasted chestnuts after having been to their gigs, been playing?
The what?
Yeah, that's what I do.
You played at Jeff. I heard that.
We played at Jeff. Yeah, we played New Hope last week.
I didn't hear New Hope.
Well, we didn't have a lot of kids coming in from New Hope. They were kind of already on there.
They were fired up about the roasted chestnuts, probably.
Probably.
Well, right. Right.
All right. We've been bandying around the bush. The big deal is, though, you need continued funding to help take care of these kids, don't you?
We do. Yes, we do. We need continued funding to continue to pay our workers.
So that we can
take care of our kids.
You have budgeted. You look at the budget the first of the year. You know what you think you're going to spend, and then whenever the time of the year goes by, and you end up having more kids, your costs go up a little bit, don't they?
Well, that's true. we know about what it's going to cost to pay X number of workers, X number of paychecks and those kind of things.
You guys keep looking at each other like I need to know something. Are you?
We don't do a budget.
Budget?
Okay, that's good. At least the thing that's better than what I thought you were like looking at each other for. I thought maybe you're dead flat broke right now.
Oh no. We're very blessed. I mean, and that's the thing is
good. That makes me feel better because you scared me to death there for a second.
No, it's because we actually, Catherine. I think the first year. We got this application from the St. Louis Cardinals for this grant that they do or something, and they wanted your budget. They wanted to know, you know, how much money you had, how much you planned on spending, and all of these things. And we just kind of looked at each other like, can we write in there our budget is faith-based, and we just trust that we're going to have money when we need it? And we really didn't feel like they would give us a grant based on that because, you know, we think we know what we need. We know what we spend every year, you know, but we go into the year with, I think we started this year with $6,000.
Okay.
And we've probably paid, I think Tammy, last time we had a board meeting, she told me that we had paid out like $13,000 in salaries.
So far with 4 months to go.
And then, we had received
five months.
$16,000 in donations. So we get more donations to pay what we have, so we have a surplus.
Well, but that's good.
It's not a big surplus, but we run month to month in what we have, and it always works out. So it's just for us, it's a faith that
God is just always faithful, and he takes care of it. And so we don't, when you ask budget questions, we're just kind of like, oh.
You got to come up with a budget. I'm just telling you. I mean, so that you can get that grant. That's what I'm saying. You got to have something you can tell. You got to have something
well,
tell,
we could,
you can
we
tell
could make one up
after this year.
Well, I know you can make one up. But it's no fun to make one up.
After the third year, I think we could probably come up with some sort of.
Yeah, we do the tax forms at the end of the.
So you know how much money you spend.
So we know right. how much money we spend, and we know how much
money
we get in. And
per kid, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, just making sure.
Yeah.
But we don't like to look at it like that. We just like to look at it if money's always there when we need it.
And if not?
We didn't need it.
There you go. You clearly didn't need it.
Exactly.
Well, you see, that all comes up then to you've got the big fundraiser coming up. Now, granted, it's not like it's 3 months away, but we're kind of giving folks a little bit early notice, aren't we?
I think so. I think part of it is.
Are you coming back to the show, by the way, before then?
We will if you want us to.
Sure. Well, we'll come talk about it.
I am, though.
We'll come ask you.
I was kind of surprised you wanted to come here this week.
Well, you know, hey, Bruce.
We heard you were desperate.
Seen you for a while.
That hurts.
I was trying to make that nice.
No, we want to kind of get it out there because people start scheduling things in the first part of the year.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to conflict with anybody else. You know, we don't want to, you know, when someone else is doing a fundraiser, we try not to do the same day. And
don't
want to
be right on top of
yeah,
other
you know.
People.
So we're just kind of, we want to be the first ones out there saying, hey, this is what we're doing. So save this
so
date.
So what are you doing?
We're going to do, again, our trivia
our
night.
Fourth annual or third?
Third.
Third.
Third annual.
Yeah,
third.
Trivia night with.
Those of us who write the questions, we know exactly how many there have been.
We're trying to recycle the questions.
It's exactly right. If you're the one writing the questions like Pat is, you know exactly how many there have been.
Yes.
So we're doing our third annual trivia night and our
silent
annual.
Well,
pork
trivia
chop
night.
Dinner. Trivia night, silent auction, and pork
yes.
chop dinner.
Yes.
Well, see, now, okay, the pork chop dinner, that was a pretty good sizable part of last year, wasn't it? There were...
Yes, we did that first, and then we did the trivia night and auction after.
Really?
So we did them, you know, they're about back-to-back. People came in and ate the meal and stayed around and did some trivia and bid on some items for us. And that's basically, you know, that's the only fundraiser technically. I guess we did a drive-through pork chop in the fall, but we try not to do a whole lot of just – out there fundraisers just because we really don't have a lot of time.
You did that drive-through fundraiser on a football night.
Drive-through pork
yes,
chop
did.
Dinner.
How'd that go?
Good.
Actually went really well.
Good.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, now, whenever you because you came on, that's what you were here for.
Yep, that would have been it.
You came on, talked about that. That was
and the
back
Jubilee,
in September.
Richard Mason sponsored a
that's right.
put
Kingdom
together
Kids
a
Jubilee.
Kingdom Kids Jubilee. So they were kind of at the same time.
Was that the, was that singing?
Yes.
It was singing.
How'd that go?
It went
that
really well.
It was really good. It was really good.
Did you?
We're hoping somebody wants to do that again.
Yeah, it sounded like you're
Hopefully
waiting for
Richard
somebody
Mason
to offer.
Is,
yeah.
maybe Richard Mason.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. You guys kind of depend on, and I think everybody has to kind of depend on. You're depending on the community to help come together
Absolutely,
and
yes.
put
right.
these things together for you. So you'll cooperate with them,
right? Exactly.
Right.
And you know, we've been the beneficiary of different things over the you know.
Oh yeah, well, the basketball
yeah.
last year.
By the way, yeah, that's last year.
That was last year.
I was gonna say they got a new one this
right.
year.
Right.
Yeah.
Just making
but
sure you knew that.
We know.
So since you don't have a budget.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Just making sure that you were thinking about the money to expect.
But at different times, different things will come along. And, you know, we've had different organizations that would do, you know, this is who we chose for our charity for this period or whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're just kind of in that group that will get that. And basically, that's pretty much how we roll. We don't generally get, you know, big one-time donations of,
yeah.
you know, I think our biggest single donation
Sorry.
Has maybe been... You know, usually we don't get donations over $5,000.
No.
No, generally.
Nobody does.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, what's it called that, you know. What
That
you,
thing.
Where you raise a little bit of money at a time, you know, you get by $10 at a time or 20 or 30 or, you know, that's how, is it crowdfunding or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, you know, we just rely on little donations. I mean, every $100 that we get.
That's $100 we didn't have.
That's $100 we didn't have.
And for that matter, for every $10
exactly,
you get.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, that those small amounts, because we do have, you know, we'll have parents that will come in and they'll give us $20 here or $10 here or
what
they'll
is
bring
that?
In.
I'm having a brain cramp too, Pat. Well, you know, we're like the trivia writers.
I know.
And we sat here and just said we're like the smart people.
I'm thinking of two things.
It's not
I'm thinking
crowdfunding. What's the? It's like an internet website.
Yeah.
And, like GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, maybe.
No, I'm thinking kind of in the way that you know that's the way that presidential elections were. You know, like with Obama,
grassroots.
Where he just kind of what was it? What was he called? Community organizer, is that
yeah.
whatever, where they just, and they basically, yeah. you know, they funded by, you know, $10 donations, $20 donations, and, you know, that's kind of the way.
It's like Bernie Sanders campaign.
Exactly, Bernie Sanders campaign. We're kind of like that. We just
that's
want, you
cool.
know, $10 here, $20
like
here.
Bernie Sanders?
Well, the campaign anyway.
Okay. Like the camp, how the campaign got funded.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was getting funded from, college kids.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you get $10. Like I said, every $10. I mean,
right.
we've talked about this multiple times. If you took, you know, 100 people donated us $10.
That's what,
$10,000?
$10,000. It's $100,000.
Exactly. Close. So I can't do math, no. $1,000. But, I mean, $1,000
no
adds
math
up
on
really
the
quick.
Is there math on the quiz?
No math.
Never math on the trivia.
The trivia.
Well, no, you did Bible math.
I did Bible math last time, and...
How'd that go?
There was one team that got 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Wasn't mine, was it?
No.
No. Well, because we didn't. Didn't we have, I'm trying to remember who was on my team. Was that Levine?
No, you were on a team with Clark.
I was on Clark's team. Yeah, we were not good.
I was not going to say that.
I know. That's very thoughtful
wow.
of you. That's quite thoughtful of you not to say how poor our team was.
Everybody who comes out at least gets one question
see, now,
right.
That's the other thing. That's the trivia night is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not about anything other than just being able to sit at your table with people and make fun of each other for what you do know as much as what you don't know. Because sometimes, you know, that's what trivia is. It's those weird things that you know that you don't even know
you
why you know,
know
it.
Right.
You shouldn't, right.
You know.
That's great. I'm talking to Pat Scarborough along with Catherine Singleton about the Kingdom Kids. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk a little bit more with these ladies as we go along.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Licks and blitzing, all here's a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
What a hoax! Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It is 9:45 this morning. It is 16 degrees outside on the way up to around 23 today. Might get there. Might not. Probably might get a little past there. I'm not all that. That's what the forecaster said. I'm not all that sure of it. My guests across the way are Pat Scarborough and Catherine Singleton. With the Kingdom Kids here in downtown Fairfield. Now, not downtown Fairfield, it's First Baptist Church, as a matter of fact. We've been talking about the trivia contest is going to be March 25th. How many teams will you have on that thing? What's the story on that?
We've had 10.
Around
11.
10.
You're always looking for more teams, right?
Absolutely.
We'll take
more,
always.
How much does it cost?
It is by donation.
Catherine, you okay? You going to make
I am
it?
Dandy.
was going to say, you turned down water when I asked you earlier.
I know I did. That was really maybe not smart. Anyway, it's all by donation.
I'd go get you some if you want to talk
to
us.
No, I'm good. I'm good. The whole thing is by donation, the whole evening. So you donate, and then you can eat, play, and then, of course, the silent auction is extra, I suppose, if you really want to get down to it. But
what are you going to have in silent auction? What's some of the things you do in that?
Well, usually, I haven't jumped right on that just yet, but
well, usually, yeah, you're waiting to get your budget put together.
Well, right, exactly. Usually, we have, you know.
You're gonna dread me ever telling
really,
me man. That, aren't you?
We usually have some sports tickets, like Cardinal tickets.
And yeah.
We've had Iceman tickets before over in Evansville.
Okay.
We've had Otter. Otters have given us a pretty good little
family packs.
Deal. Family packs. Southern Illinois Miners have given us a good, you know, good tickets. They do some nice things down there.
And I like I like also in – I've been to these – I think I've been to both of them. Didn't I go last year too?
I think so.
Yeah, I was on Clark's team, yeah.
Well, we'll give you credit for being at both of them.
I'm pretty sure I've been to both of them. And I like the fact that you get some overnight things too in this island
right.
auction. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I think so. And people seem to enjoy that. And so we'll work on that. And so I do need to get busy on that and get some of that
stuff done. I'm glad you showed up so I was able to remind you of some
stuff. Right, exactly.
March will be here before we know it.
It really will. And so need to do that during the Christmas break.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, see, now that's a good time to find companies and folks that are in a donating mood.
Well, and, you know, just a lot of it's online stuff and do those donations and things like that. So it just takes some time and you get it done.
Give me a little bit of talking about the Kingdom Kids, the program itself. Give me a little bit of a rundown, demographically speaking. When you're getting when you've got 150 kids on the register, and you're getting around 100 a day, what kind of numbers are you getting? Are you getting are you getting 30 or 40 first graders and kindergartners, or what are you getting? Or a bunch of eighth graders? Or
well,
what?
We like to say when the Northside buses pull in, now they send two buses now to us.
Oh, really?
And it's like a clown car when they open the bus doors and these kids just come pouring off. I think we have
it's like the clown car
40,
circus.
40 some odd kids come from there.
Yeah, about
close
40
to 40
kids.
Kids come from there.
Wow.
And then Jasper sends us probably
25.
And then Center
but
Street.
mostly the kids are fourth grade and under or something, or what's the typical?
It's kind of pretty evenly.
It's pretty even
split between fourth and under and fourth and below.
Fourth and above.
Fourth and above.
Yeah, but I just said.
We're divided by K through three and four through eight.
Uh huh.
It's kind of how we.
How we function.
How
we,
you know, in my terms, that's big guys and little guys.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, the way my mind works.
We've got a pretty good concentration of fourth and fifth graders. And then sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, they're kind of more in and out because they're more active in the school and things like that. And by the time they get to be eighth grade, then they may have found something else to do after school.
Right.
But K through three, we probably have about 60 per day, and then you fill in the rest of them, you know, somewhere around in there.
And when folks think about when somebody sends their kid to Kingdom Kids, it is at a church. You're probably going to get a devotion of what, 10 minutes or something like
that? We actually
How's
do.
That do?
We actually bring all the kids out at 3:45, and we do. Right now, we're reading a book again. We've been reading books. The one we're on now is a part of a series that's about the whole armor of God. And it kind of is set in the sense of where it's kind of like reading almost like a C.S. Lewis book where you're hearing.
See, the last time I think you were reading a C.S.
Lewis
book.
Did
you have was it the Chronicles of Narnia
Chronicles
or something
of Narnia.
Like that?
Yeah. And we've also read them Pilgrim's Progress.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How'd that go over? How did that? Because I would think
really
that would be.
It was really good. I mean,
quite
we read
this book.
We read it in a children's form, so it was easy for them, but it was very graphic, and we had the pictures where you could see and kind of visualize what we were talking about. And, you know, if you've ever read Pilgrim's Progress, it's a great book, and then just the way that it translates into straight into Bible is really, really cool. So we read different books like that kind of have that basis for us, and then we do what we call our worship time, is which we sing a couple of songs, and they dance, and the kids like to lead the dance, and they make requests. I mean, we've taught them different
dance.
Things. They dance.
Well, I'm just trying to think.
We have a song called the Ten Commandment Boogie so that they can learn.
The Ten Commandment Boogie.
Absolutely. Going to dance until you die.
They dance.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
And then we have one that's called Boom Chakalaka, which is the Fruits of the Spirit song.
Okay.
So they get to learn the fruit of the spirit.
And with the motions.
With
the
motions. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faith, and self-control.
You just did those. You just did all those motions in front of me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You should come.
I've never sang that song. Back in my day when the kids were getting when we were doing the itsy bitsy spiders and everything.
Yeah. That's not us. And we do modern modern songs. We do a couple of we do one that's called The River, and it's basically the song's about being baptized.
Uh-huh.
And come up out of the river, and which we've made motions to it, and they love to sing that song. I mean, they just kind of.
There's a Toby Mac song.
There's a Toby Mac song we do, which is a "Me Without You," which is kind of what your life is out without what how your life would be without Christ in your life, and they like to sing them. I mean, they just every day it's kind of can we do the song and can I lead it, and we let them get up there and lead, and they do a good job.
Do you come up with the books? I love the thought of reading Pilgrim's Progress. How long did that take? Like a week or two?
It probably took almost a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was several chapters long.
See, that's the thing with Pilgrim's Progress. You do have stopping points.
Absolutely.
And points where there would be like cliffhanger. For crying out loud, stopping points.
Because
they're in the middle of the ocean. They're not having a good time.
In Pilgrim's Progress, though, we journaled as we did it.
Yeah.
And then every day they would write something, and they would draw something in the journal that kind of matched what we were talking about. Because we did that at the end of last year, and that was a pretty big project for us to do that. So it just lays the groundwork. We teach the kids a verse each week.
Yeah.
And where they can learn. Right now we're in Luke learning the story of Jesus, so they are learning the scripture that goes along with that. And then, and then we pray for our day. And one of the biggest things for me to see is the way that I've seen kids that have started from either not knowing what prayer was or how to pray to actually hearing them pray. We have a kindergartner that prays at supper. That prays now for the people that come, for the workers, and for that we get home safely, and all these things, which before it was always, God is good, thank you for our food kind of thing. And he's went into actually praying more deeply. And I think
more specific and seeing
that this is the pattern
of prayer.
Well,
you're seeing also, that also shows, even as it is about a religious, but you're also seeing the education of the child, too,
right.
through that, right?
Right. And
the maturing of the child.
We're seeing
the
maturing of it, especially when it comes to spirituality, where if all they've ever really known. Because, you have a percentage that are in church at some point. But the bigger majority are not.
Yeah.
And, we have an opportunity. And on Wednesday nights, we have Kira Vinson comes in and does something called Between the Pages, which is kind of for kids that want to stay for Wednesday night church with us. This gives them about a 30-minute gap where they do craft projects and things like that. And she always, takes some scripture reference that she's using and teaches them a lesson about it. And they wait, and then they come and do whatever Wednesday night church we have, too. So all those things kind of go together, which is ultimately that was our whole mission, was that we were able to show these kids love and show them, kind of who Christ is and hopefully in what we do.
Basically an introduction, right?
Right. But it's just kind of just to feel like what that is. And that's kind of what we hope when we're there and even in the times when we have to discipline them that, we're still showing them love in that time.
Yeah.
And just really.
What kind of time frame do you think do they use for their schoolwork?
At least the first hour, almost 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Most of them get their homework finished in that amount of time, or
most of them. Some of them it takes until 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
majority of them.
If you go to one of the small feeder schools that feeds in, we're there till 5.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there's one school that has a lot of homework.
No kidding.
And those kids generally spend a lot more time, and it doesn't matter which age. I mean, from second grade through 8th grade, they're just in homework longer.
That's fascinating. How if they want more information on Kingdom Kids, or if they need to, they want to send funds, or just who do they get a hold of? What's the best way to get a hold of one of you guys?
Catherine will take that question.
You can call the church. Uh-huh. They'll give you the information, or you can call me at 618-599-1158.
Uh-huh.
And I'll make sure that you get information and get what you need.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. You're not really looking right now for more kids. You're looking. I think you're fine on kids right now, right?
We're good on kids.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But, you know.
Never know what somebody might want to, when somebody might want to donate something.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, because we also still, like, most of our snacks are donated, but we have 5 meals a week, and 4 of those nights are donated. Different people in different we have a church that cooks for us, and different people cook for us and things like that. But we have one night a week where Catherine and I are the chefs.
How about that?
Hey, woo!
What do you cook?
Whatever we can find.
That's great. Hey, ladies, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
And best of luck to you. Hope you raise all kinds of money.
Okay. Thank you. We'll come back and tell you more about the other.
I appreciate that. Yeah, please do. Please do. That's Catherine Singleton along with Pat Scarborough on today's Bruce Dickey Show. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Talk to you all soon.